Many of you know that I am a writer of children's books, and I had my first one published 10 years ago. Number 26 and 27 will be out next year. I think in stories. I think of children's stories. It's just the way I think. And over the years, as I looked at the story of creation and saw the parallels with Dr. Seuss and preached a sermon where I turned Adam and Eve into like the Cat in the Hat, I mean, you all went with the flow really well. You're a wonderful, unique congregation. So this week, as I was studying the scripture passage, I couldn't help myself. So I thank you in advance for your understanding. This is the parable of the big brown hen. Big brown hen lived in a barnyard with pig, cow, goat, and all the other animals that belonged to Farmer Green. Thankfully for the animals, Farmer Green was a vegetarian. Big Brown Hen was not like her older sister, Little Red Hen, always demanding that others do her work and never wanting to share anything. Big Brown Hen was not like her younger brother, Chicken Little, who was always prone to hysterics. Lately, Chicken Little had been concerned about global warming and its effects on the ozone layer and was having hallucinations about the sky falling. But everyone ignored him, much to their chagrin, later on. Big Brown Hen did not want to be like Little Brown Hen, so she never asked anybody for any help. She did not want to be like Chicken Little, so she tried never to make a scene. One day, Big Brown Hen decided to bake some bread. She helped herself to the seeds of wheat that Farmer Green kept in the shed. Big Brown Hen tried to plant the seeds in the field near the chicken coop. The earth was dry and hard, and hen's scrawny legs could not scratch out a very deep hole in which to plant the seeds. Pig trotted by on her way to the pig pen. "Oink, oink," said Pig. "Let me help you. I can dig with my sharp hooves." "No, thank you, Pig," said Big Brown Hen. "I will do this myself." Pig's feelings were hurt. "Very well, then," she snorted. "I need to go check my makeup anyway." She slunk back to the pig pen and sat in the corner by herself, away from all the other pigs. Big Brown Hen planted the seeds of wheat in the ground. Many of the seeds withered from the sun, but a few took root and grew, although not very well. When the wheat seeds had grown into straggly stalks of wheat, Big Brown Hen decided it was time to cut the stalks and grind them into flour. She began to peck at the stalks, but her beak was not strong enough to cut them down. Cow came meandering across the field. "Moo," said Cow. "Let me help you. I can cut the stalks of wheat with my strong teeth." "No, thank you, Cow," said Big Brown Hen. "I will do this myself." Cow rolled her big brown eyes. "Whatever," she said, and strolled off chewing her cud. She found a shady spot under a tree and turned her back to the other cows. Big Brown Hen finally managed to cut down the stalks of wheat, but it was tiring work. She did not feel like grinding the wheat into flour, but if she didn't do it, well, who would? She didn't want to ask for any help, and she did not want to make a big scene. So Big Brown Hen gathered the wheat under her wing and strutted off to the mill. Big Brown Hen began to grind the wheat on the grindstone in the mill. This is hard work, especially when you have feathers instead of fingers. The door of the mill swung open, and in trotted Goat. "Let me help you," said Goat. "I can grind the wheat into flour with my big curly horns." "Oh, no, thank you, Goat," sighed Big Brown Hen. "I can do this myself." Goat shrugged his shoulders. He hung his head and trotted off by himself, away from all the other goats. So Big Brown Hen bagged the flour, dragged it home to the coop. Her feathers drooped. She would have been sweating, if hens could sweat. Hen mixed a batch of bread dough, using her own eggs, of course. By the time Hen pulled the loaf of bread from the oven, she was too tired to eat. The bread didn't taste very good anyway. Hen sat on her nest in the corner of the coop, apart from the other hens. The barnyard was not a happy place anymore. All the animals kept to themselves. They felt lonely. They believed they had nothing to give. Then Big Brown Hen had an idea. She called a meeting of her friends, pig, cow, and goat. "I need your help," said Big Brown Hen. "I'm just a pig," said pig. "You don't need me." "I am just a cow," said cow. "You don't need me." "I'm just a goat," said goat. "You don't need me." "I need all of you," said Big Brown Hen. "I cannot bake the bread by myself. Besides, it's no fun to do this alone. I need you, pig, to dig the holes for the seeds with your sharp hooves. I need you, cow, to cut down the stalks with your strong teeth. I need you, goat, to grind the wheat into flour with your curly horns. We need to work together, especially when times get tough." So Big Brown Hen fluffed her feathers and took a deep breath, which hens are good at doing. "Who will help me bake the bread?" said Big Brown Hen. "I will," said pig. "I will," said cow. "I will," said goat. "Beep, beep, beep. Can we help too?" said the little baby chicks, peeking over the edge of Big Brown Hen's nest. Yes, she had time to lay eggs and hatch chicks in the midst of everything else. "You are too little to help," Big Brown Hen started to say. Then she stopped herself. "All right," she said. "We need your help too." So Pig dug the holes with his sharp hooves. When the seeds had grown into tall, sturdy stalks of wheat, Cow cut them down with her strong teeth. Goat ground the wheat with his curly horns. Big Brown Hen mixed the bread dough and placed it in the oven. Then Big Brown Hen gathered her baby chicks and sent them off on an errand. Peep, peep, peep. The baby chicks were so excited to help. Off they scurried across the barnyard in different directions. Soon it was time to eat the bread. Big Brown Hen set the table with the help of the other hens in the coop, and yes, even a few roosters. The crowd began to arrive. Sheep, horse, duck, rabbit, cow, mouse, and little brown dog each followed one of the baby chicks who invited all the animals on the farm to supper. They took their places at the table. Last in came in Farmer Green. Big Brown Hen seated Farmer Green at the head of the table. "You give the blessing," she said to Farmer Green. "You're good at that." "Thank you," said Farmer Green. "I'd be happy to." The animals bowed their heads while Farmer Green prayed. "Thank you," he said, "for this wonderful feast and for all those who helped prepare it. Thank you for those who did not help and still got invited to share the bread. Thank you for making us a family. Amen." Farmer Green took the loaf of bread that the animals had worked together to bake. He blessed it and broke it, and he handed it to the baby chicks, who passed it around to everyone gathered at the table. All of them ate. It was the best bread any of them had ever tasted. And even though every single one of them was full to the brim, when they finished eating, there was still plenty of bread left in the basket. The animals decided they would take the extra bread to the neighboring farms and share it. And the farm was a happy place once again. Just then, Chicken Little burst through the doors of the barn. "The markets are falling, the markets are falling," he cheeped. Farmer Brown looked at all the animals. All the animals looked at Farmer Green. "Well, let's get to work," they all said in one strong voice. Let those who have ears to hear listen. You pray with me? Lord, you give each of us gifts for the good of the whole. You bless those gifts. You ask us to celebrate the gifts of others. You give us enough. You call us to be one body. united by our love for you. So, Lord, form us and shape us into the body of Christ, people of faith, those who follow you. For these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let all God's people say, Amen.